Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the highlights of Australia's financial industry news. First up, an optimistic economic forecast from ClearBridge Investments. Chief Economic Strategist Mark Jefferson sees signs of a healthy post-pandemic recovery, underpinned by positive movements in the housing, retail, industrial, and credit sectors. Investors are encouraged to look beyond tech giants towards potentially lucrative opportunities in small-cap stocks and the S&P 493 index. But remember, diversification is key. There's a hint of a market realignment coming, so don't place all your eggs in the tech basket. From economic forecasts to legislative changes, let's tackle Treasury laws, which propose taxing superannuation fund earnings over $3 million and raising the sophisticated investor threshold from $2.5 million to $4.5 million. Jamie Green of Primary Markets expressed concern over these implications for our innovation sector. Now, not only could these changes disrupt investment flows critical for catalyzing Australian innovation, but they also risk stagnating growth in the national landscape. Always worth keeping a close check on those proposed reforms, lest they sneak up on us. Transitioning now to the real estate market, soaring property prices have given birth to an interesting trend known as rent vesting. Devised as a clever way to navigate high property prices, rent vesting allows you to own a property in an affordable area while renting in your preferred neighborhood. A significant portion of the Commonwealth Bank's new property investors, almost half in fact, are millennials making solo purchases. Talk about reshaping the Australian dream. Lastly, in our segment of financial advice, there's a growing call to personalize retirement income plans. With new products and ever-evolving financial regulations, financial advisors are facing the challenge of keeping up. Justine Marquet of Allianz Retire Plus underscores the importance of in-depth understanding of the diverse market-linked and guaranteed options. Financial advisors are urged to have candid product feature discussions to help clients make informed decisions that meet their financial goals. And with that, we wrap up today's financial services news. Keep in mind that our analysis is brought to you by Financial Services Online, experts in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Join me again tomorrow for more updates.